Thank you for listening to Bee Talks Podcast. Everybody, how we doing? We're at live stream number 3, guys. Yeah, we're here. Okay, you know, here's the deal. I am trying to get my friend to come on to this stream with me because, you know, that's the title and, you know, we had some multi-person segments to talk about. So that's why the starting soon was pretty long. We're just kind of like figuring everything out, and if I like randomly stop because I'm like getting texts, I don't know. We're trying to figure this out, guys. It's been a roller coaster so far, but I mean, I'm just gonna try to go on without Matt. So I mean, if these activities seem like it needs another person, that's why. But I mean, he's like, it's not here, so there's not a lot we can do about it. But yeah, guys, I mean, I'm super excited to be here. Live stream number 3. I'm very, very excited. I have so much fun when I do these. So special thanks. Hi, people that are tuning in. I don't think we have one person tuning in right now. Might be the friend. But anyway, if not, thank you if you did tune in at some point within the live stream. But if not, and you're just listening to the unedited recording of it afterwards, then, you know, hey, that's fine. You're making me money. You're still listening to me. So I'm grateful. But all right, guys. So we got a cool one today. We're going to do, we're doing 2 brain breaks from DFTBA to wrap it up. But before that, we're going to do a favorites quiz. Okay, so you can kind of see what I mean by a two-person thing. But I found these 3 things. Like, what is your favorite blank tell about your personality? And we're going to kind of do that for me and maybe for you guys that are listening as well. So I'm just trying to make it super interactive and stuff. So we're going to do those favorites quiz. We're doing, what is your favorite color tell about you? What is your favorite number say about you? And what is your favorite animal say about you? All right. So we're going to kind of do that, and you can see if it aligns up with what you think. And then I'm going to kind of talk about Falcon and Winter Soldier. I was going to do that with a friend, of course, but that, hope it might come on, might not. And if, I mean, anyway, technology is technology. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. There's nothing really we can do about that. But yeah, so we'll do Marvel theories, because if you know Falcon and Winter Soldier, the show on Disney Plus, it's the latest obsession. You know how it goes. So we're going to kind of talk about that and spread ideas on the final episode. And then we're going to, okay, can't do that segment anymore. Well, I know, I'm not going to cross it off. I'll just do a meh face. Okay, there we go. I have my notebook here. So I have a segment that may or may not happen, and then we're gonna end it off with Would You Rather and Probs, which is the brain break. Okay, this one might be kind of short, but I mean, yeah, that's okay. All right, we're gonna try to get Matt on at some point, but if it doesn't happen, then that's okay. All right, well, let's do the favorites quiz. Let me find a good here we go. Woo, Jesus, loud. I need to find a good transition. Okay. Now, next on the live stream, let's get on to our favorites quiz. All right. Yeah, good job. All right, anyway, here we go. Okay, so this article I found is, what does your favorite color say about you? Okay, so, okay, I have a good idea. Everybody listening, the after episode or listening live, I'm gonna like say them through, and you have to guess what my favorite colors. I might have said it on the show before, but if I didn't, then I think I changed it when the time. So my first favorite color was pink, and I might have said that like way back when, but now I have a new one. Okay, so you guys are gonna guess what it is. All right, and then hopefully this will line up with you. All right, here we go. Let's start it off with purple. All right. If your favorite color is purple, you are a perfectionist who requires emotional security and a good humanitarian who helps those in need. Okay, that's me. your favorite color is black, you strive for power and control in life, but are often artistic and intuitive and do not share well with others. Okay, that's that one. Oh, wait, hold on. Matt may be here. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on. Sorry, I'm texting him as he's coming in. It's connecting. Oh, please work. Please work. Please work. Hold on, guys. We're gonna give it one sec. Maybe I'll play some tunes and I'll stop it for a second as we try to get this guy on. Cause I mean it's working now. Like when we were trying to set it up before, it never got to this point, but now it's here. Okay, well, we're gonna put this on a pause. Okay, because Matt may be coming in. All right, let's mess around with these. Okay, that's, yeah. Good. Good work. You can stop. Thank you. Would like to call in. Connect. Hello? Says it's connected. Mute, add admin, disconnect. No, I don't want to do any of that to him. Typing in chat. Hold on. Are you muted? Okay, he says one sec. Perfect. Okay, well, we're going to hold it off for one second. Okay. Matt says one sec. Hey. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, wait. There we go.
Is it working?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, finally.
Yes, there we go.
I just did it. Going through my phone, that's all.
Okay. There we go. It's working. All right, guys. Hey, hold on. Ready? Can you hear that?
Yeah.
I can do audio effects. Maybe I can add admin or something. But anyway, okay. Hey, yes, it's working, everybody. All right, so you know Matt was on the show for not super long ago. He was on the Marvel series, episodes 14, 15, right?
Yes.
Yeah, where we did like the WandaVision time. But we have there's a new obsession in town, ladies and gentlemen. It's Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Yeah, we're gonna get into that a little later, but so right now
I'm still gonna try to figure out for me to connect on my computer, but for now I'll still stay on my phone.
Perfect. All right, yeah. So yeah, we're starting this off, and hey, if this works, then we'll definitely do this later. But so right now, I am going through a favorites color thing, and I thought it would be kind of cool if, like, so I don't think I know your favorite color. And
I told you once or twice.
I don't. Okay. Well, that tells you me as a friend. Anyway, I maybe forgot it. But so I don't think you know mine either.
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Perfect. No, that worked. That's what I wanted. Okay. So what we're going to do here. So I have these three things. It's what your favorite color say about you. What is your favorite number and animals? An animal. Yes, animals say about you. Okay, so we're going to do color. And I say as I read them out, at the end, we have to guess which our favorite color is. Okay?
Okay.
That work? All right, here we go. So, all right, purple. If your favorite color is purple, you are a perfectionist who requires emotional security and a good humanitarian who helps those in need. Okay. It works. If your favorite color is black, you strive for power and control in life, but are often artistic and intuitive, and you do not share well with others. No, I don't think that's one of us. If your favorite color is white, you are organized and very independent, and you rely on logic to solve every problem. Okay, I mean, that works. If your favorite color is gray, you are cool and composed and a very reliable person who tends to conform to keep the peace. Oh, okay. I mean, I guess that works. Your favorite color is red. You have drive and determination, and you prefer action, physical fulfillment, and risk-taking behaviors. Yeah, not super connecting so far. Your favorite color is pink. All you want in life is unconditional love and to be accepted for who you are and by your peers. Oh, yeah. Still not getting anything yet. okay. If your favorite color is orange, you love to be with people and socialize with them as you want to be accepted and respected as part of a group. All right. Oh, wait. He left. Well, I've been talking to nobody. Oh, God. All right, guys. Here's the deal. Okay. Number one and two were good. They were good. Number one was I was getting everything done. Number two is really good. Number three, again, we're testing out the host stuff. So this is a little bit of really cool. You know, I'm just going to keep going, okay? This is for people listening live. All right. Next is blue, and you seek an inner peace and absolute truth, and you always try to think of others and their needs. Okay, that may be me. Maybe not be me. Favorite color is green. You are loyal and very frank with others, and you consider your reputation very important. Okay, I can see that at times reputation is very important, but I'm just gonna say that's not my favorite color. Okay. Favorite color is yellow. You enjoy learning and sharing your knowledge with others, and you love to express your individuality. All right. Favorite color is brown. You are a great friend, and you value a stable and simple life over material things. Okay, that's a good one to, it's a good one to go for. Okay, so that's that. All right, we'll kind of read this at the end. But so, I would say the one that I line up the most with is probably orange. Right? What was orange? You love to be with people and socialize with them as you want to be accepted and respected as part of a group. Okay? That's pretty good. I could say that's how it works. But, believe it or not, my favorite color is actually yellow. And it is not orange. So, my dad listens to a bunch of podcasts, and I heard on one of his that he they were going through colors and seeing what it means for people's personalities and stuff. And one of them was, it was like yellow means you find happiness in simple ways. And that's like, if that's one thing to explain me, that's what it is like me being like simple and stuff. So, just finding happiness easily, which is, I value very greatly. So that one's mine. Hopefully your favorite color did line up with you, and if we didn't say it, then I don't know. Okay, here we go. Five fascinating color facts. Here are some random facts about color that might surprise you, okay? 4% of people worldwide say their favorite color is blue, by far the most popular color, okay? Blue says, hold on, let me go up to blue. Favorite color is blue, you seek inner peace and absolute truth, and you always try to think of others and their needs. Okay. I mean, yeah, okay. I mean, I guess that works for a lot of people. So 40% of the world says blue. That's the most. And then red is the first color a baby sees at around 2 weeks of age. Hey, that's pretty cool. Pink is the most calming color and is used in some prisons and mental health institutions to calm worked up prisoners and patients. That's actually really cool. White is considered the safest color for a car. I've seen studies on this. It's a color that's most visible both day and night. Oh, okay. I get it. That's pretty cool. And red and yellow together are the most appetizing colors. That's why they're used a lot on fast food signs. Think about it. Definitely McDonald's. Definitely Wendy's. That's weird. That's pretty cool, actually. I really like that. Okay. Well, guys, update on Matt. Hold on. Let me text him. I'm going to say you're not on anymore. We're trying to figure this whole thing out, okay? This live stream 3 is a test run, okay? We're getting better, I promise. We're gonna get there. But yeah, so we had him, and now he's gone. Hopefully we'll have him back, okay? But we're gonna move on to numbers. All right, so guys, for this one, listeners, you guys are gonna have to pick your favorite number between 0 to 9, okay? It can't be anything more than that. All right, let's kind of do the same thing we did before. I'm going to say a number, and you have to say if that's what you think is what I want. All right, hold on. Here we go. Got him back.
I just have to restart my phone.
Okay, that work?
Or the app. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. All right.
Let's hope that doesn't happen again.
We're back. Here we go. Okay. So we kind of did the colors one. Now we're going to do numbers. Okay. So.
So when I was listening to you trying to reconnect everything, I heard all the colors.
Okay.
Mine is actually orange as well.
Really?
Or mine is orange. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mine was yellow, but then it was different. But yeah. Okay. So for this next one, I'm doing the same type of deal. But this is, you have to pick a number between 0 to 9. Okay, it can't be anything more than that. All right?
0 to 9.
Yeah, okay. Does that work? Okay, so yeah. Hold on. Let me pick one. I'm not looking at the answers. I'm going to do that. Okay. It's a cool number. I don't know. That's a random one I picked. Okay. All right. You have yours?
Yeah.
0 to 9. Okay, perfect. All right. Let's do 0. Okay. 0 says humorous, funny, joking, and levity. What? I don't know what levity means.
Okay. Kind of like you.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. All right. Number 1, lovable, appealing, selfish, and ambitious. Okay.
Totally me.
Yeah. There we go. Number 2, perfectionist, intuitive, emotional, and sensitive. That's hands down you. I'm kidding. We're so sensitive, you guys. Okay. Number 3, fun, outgoing, egotistical, and superior. I'm very superior. Number 4, dependable, reliable, stubborn, and excels. Okay. Yeah, not bad.
Okay.
Energetic, enthusiastic, drama, and excitable. I get very excited very easily. Number 6, devious, fun, kind, and caring. Okay, all right. Number 7, calm, wise, impatient, and critical. Honestly, I'm forgetting all of these as I'm saying them, but anyway. Number 8 is stable, enthusiastic, mature, and established. All right.
Okay.
Number 9 is friendly, moody, charismatic, and attractive. Ooh.
Okay.
Here we go. Beforehand, the number I picked says nothing to me. is so far away. I just thought this was a cool number, so that's one I picked. But for me, I'm gonna guess that you chose. I'm going number 6. Do you choose number 6?
Oh, so close.
Really?
Like 7.
7. Shoot. Darn it, that was close.
When I heard 7, I was like, okay, that's kind of like me.
Yeah. Okay, you're
like, not fully, but it's kind of like
me. Yeah, all right. You are zero chance you're going to guess mine. There's zero chance, unless you have a random one.
Okay, we're just going to go with 4.
No, it was 8. 8 was stable, enthusiastic, mature, and established. I'm like, that's nothing. That's nothing. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're doing the last one, which is what your favorite animal tells about you. Okay. So I'm going to read through these, and you just have to pick one that, like, out of these, because they don't have every single one. Okay.
Okay.
So out of these, you have to pick one. Dolphin.
Got it.
Lion. Monkey. Fox, bear, a wolf, a pig, a horse, tiger, squirrel, octopus, octopus, zebra, elephant. Did I ever say elephant? Elephant, giraffe, whale, turtle, otter, and that's it. Okay. So out of those,
I know which one you're gonna pick.
I have the one I have. Okay.
I feel like I know which one you're gonna take, and I'm gonna take what I think you're taking as well.
Okay. Do you want to like read through them, since there's a lot? You just want to tell each other and see how closely it is.
Sure.
Okay. So mine is, well, okay. First of all, I was gonna do dog, if that was one of them, and then I saw a wolf, and that was the closest one, so I chose wolf. That was the one I picked. Hear me? Hold on. hold on. There we go.
again, so hooray.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, we're back. Okay, anyway, so I chose wolf is the one I chose.
Oh, I thought you were going to go elephant.
Elephant? Okay, I'll go. Hold on, let me go down to wolf. Okay, so wolf says you value your close friends, but also really like being on your own sometimes. That's actually a lot like me. I'm at times I'm an introvert, but I think mostly an extrovert. Would be explained to me. But people often look up to you, and thus you are good at handling a lot of responsibility. You have been described as an aloof and mysterious. Okay, Matt, let's be real. Am I mysterious?
A little.
Seriously? No way, bro. Okay. But it's not a vibe you're actively trying to give off. What? Dude, this is actually explaining me. It's not a vibe I'm trying to give off. What? Okay. You're just doing your thing, and you're cool and composed until someone messes with your friends, then all beats are off.
Actually, it's kind of true.
I don't know if I'm the one to beat somebody up. I'll like stand up for somebody, but I'll like, yeah.
You're the one who would try like defuse the situation.
in a calm manner. Okay. Lastly, okay. So you chose elephant. Mm-hmm. Okay. So people often go to you for advice because you have an air about you that excludes intelligence. You're very wise, and you tend to gain people's trust very quickly.
Bro, I just want to say that sounds exactly like number 7 that I picked.
Wait, seriously? Is that I closed the tab? But
yeah, number 7 was like calm and wise.
It's just the exact same thing. Okay. So you make a great leader, but you're also down to let others take the lead. You're pretty mellow about 100%. It all. A mellow guy. Yes. You are the sweetest person that many people know, and you often play the role of mom to your friends. That's an interesting way to put it. I'm not going to lie. That's a pretty interesting way to put it.
I don't
know
about that.
Yeah.
Most of it sounded good, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, so I definitely the thing gaining trust very quickly. That was, I think, the most true thing. But yeah. So those are pretty on point. I'm not gonna lie. The color and numbers were a little weird, but everything else that was really good. Okay. Well, guys, we are now going to go into Marvel. Okay. Hold on. Might be disconnected again.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here. There we go. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, so you know, Matt and I, he was on the Marvel series, so of course he liked talking about that. So I need to do a quick little
ever since we pretty much like a year after we met, we always talk Marvel.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The first one we started talking about was when Infinity War came out.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy theory we came up with the Mind Stone. Oh my god, I remember.
What was that? I can't remember it.
I have to bring back up the freaking message. I have no idea.
Seriously? That was forever ago. We've had a bunch of theories. Some of them have been super bad. Some of them have been really good. Yeah.
But yeah, we came up with this crazy theory, which actually was partly true.
Really? I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, so Matt and I, we went to the same middle school. And odds are that during middle school, we had a lot of same classes together. So we kind of got to like talk a bunch and stuff. So yeah, that's how we kind of grew close and talked Marvel and everything. And it was super fun like that. So yeah, no, that was great. But, you know, Falcon and the Winter Soldier is out right now, and of course we're obsessing over that show. Episodes really 1 and 2, not gonna lie, were a little slow. That's what we've been kind of saying, but I think 3 and 4, four, have been amazing.
Hold on, I'm gonna read through this.
Wait, did you find it?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
I'm gonna read through real quick so I can just summarize it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll talk about Falcon Winter Soldier. Anyway, so if you guys, if you don't really like Marvel, we'll make this skippy because we got some other things. But we're just going to do some brain break stuff. Okay, here we go.
I pretty much said the whole entire thing in, like, the beginning of the message.
Okay.
Pretty much the whole entire thing summarized was that the people that died by Thanos' snap went, like, their souls went into the Soul Stone.
Oh yeah, that was yeah, that was a super popular theory. Yeah.
Pretty much what it was.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah, now that you bring that up, now that you say that, I definitely remember that.
Because I remember when we, like, in seventh grade, when we were in our math class, after we watched the first Endgame trailer, there was a picture that came out that showed people, like, in the soul.
Yeah, with, like, the orange background behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where we came up with that theory.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. That's definitely a really good one. Yeah, but, so, we have, of course, we, like, we talk a bunch about Falcon Winter Soldier. So, do you have any, like, standout theories for the rest of the show? Like, anything that's just, like, it can't not be talked about. It has to be brought up.
So, next episode. So, a trailer came out for the next episode.
It did?
That.
I'll have to look at that.
Where Sam and Bucky get the shield, which is in the next episode.
Ooh, really?
They do get the shield. I have to bring back up the trailer real quick. But, like, from one of the scenes, it looks like they were still at the same area where John Walker killed the guy.
And okay.
It looks like maybe Sam went up to him and took the shield from him.
Oh, I can definitely see that happening. He's like, you're not worthy anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, hold on. I'm bringing up the trailer.
Okay.
Now.
But definitely. No, yeah. So, there's been, like, speculations going around that Marvel might get in a little bit of trouble for that, for how, like, intense that was to be put on Disney Plus. I mean, I thought it was fine. They could have shown a lot more, and they didn't. I think they kind of controlled it to a point where they still wanted to make it that violent feel, you know?
I got the trailer. So, when it first opens off, it shows Sam and Bucky at the lakeside house. And is holding the shield. And I'm probably not going to play the audio, but...
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
When I watched it, I remember him saying, so now we're, like, partners. But then Bucky says, no, not partners, more like comrades.
Yeah. And then, like, we look really good doing it. Yeah. Okay, so that's definitely the next episode. So they get the shield. Now Sam's going to have it.
Okay, yeah, here it is. So, one of the scenes after they say that, it comes out with the Marvel Studios background and stuff, and then it shows Sam's nephews, like, touching the shield and everything.
Showed
it to them.
Sarah's kids?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
cool.
And then the next shot is... So, this is lining up with two things. So, one of the pictures came out where I talked to you about this yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, yesterday, that, like, John Walker's in, like, this warehouse thing, like, going over everything that just happened and that he killed
yeah, someone. Yeah.
And then it looks like from this picture, Sam comes up to him and takes a shield, and this shot's holding him, like, is showing him, like, holding the shield, and you can see the blood stain on the shield still.
Okay. Ooh, cool. Dude, it's gonna be so cool. I think...
And then, in the same shot a few seconds later, it's at the same warehouse, and it shows Sam fighting and throwing the shield at whoever he's fighting.
Okay.
I feel like maybe John Walker trying to be like,
do you think he'll go rogue?
You're supposed to take that shield, you're supposed to give me that back, and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It goes through, like, all the action that's going to be happening next episode,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of other stuff, and it looks like it might be dealing with Hydra.
Ooh. So I saw this one video that was it was on YouTube, and it was just like a breakdown of the thing. And of course, like, the biggest mystery of the show so far is about the power broker, right? And so, do you know, oh god, what is his name? He was in the original...
Oh, I completely forgot about this.
Yeah, he was in the original Captain America, the very first one about World War II. It was like, it was Dr. Something. He was always by the Red Skull side. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Whatever his sidekick's name.
His name is.
And like in Winter Soldier, he put like his mind and stuff.
Yeah, and he was like a green face and stuff. In Winter Soldier.
At the end of this trailer, it shows a new suit with the shield that I feel like might be
Sam's.
Sam's new.
Yeah, new for outfit. Sure. And so anyway, so I heard this theory that the power broker is actually that kind of that guy, because you know in the comics he would he'd put himself in like a robotic body. I think that could happen possibly, or I think power broker top like three ish is I don't really think it's Zemo. I think Zemo's going for the power broker, but I think it's either Carter.
Zemo is getting the power broker.
Yeah, that's
to
his
become the power broker.
Okay, so that's his kind of goal. So I think it's either Sharon Carter, Carly Morgan Thal, or this guy that I saw from the video, who is the original Captain. He was in both Captain America's, but
so before this, like a while ago, like at 11 something,
mm-hmm.
I watched the new Rockstar's breakdown video, and
yeah.
So when Sam was on the phone with Carter, talking about the satellite that she has one. So,
ooh, yeah.
She's not bruised whatsoever.
Carter?
And she's like, going down this alleyway with like a ton of people are around with guns. And then the scene where they're talking to, whatever her name is. And then like Carter, calls Sam and says, "Hey, John Walker's near you." And if you look closely at her hand, it's bruised and she has a cut on her lip.
Hmm. Oh yeah, I remember the cut. I remember the cut.
Boss theorized that she went to go see the power broker and got into a fight.
Ooh, that's and do you think it's in that
I still feel like
country
Sharon Carter is the power broker.
There's a big chance. Yeah, I think that's
I stand by that.
That's definitely a possibility. I mean, yeah, for sure. Do you think it's in? Wait, what's that? What's the country's name that they visited? Is it like Madripoor?
Madripoor, yeah.
Do you think that power broker's in Madripoor?
Yeah.
You think it is? Yeah. If of course, if it's Sharon Carter, then yeah. Yeah, that's
I still
interesting.
Stand by that, Sharon Carter. I do. Think
yeah. Okay. So talking about Marvel, Matt and I have been discussing like over lunches and stuff. It's pretty much the only time we can talk, of course, is during lunch. And don't get too excited, guys, chill out. But we've been talking like, would you guys want to see Matt and I's own show? Like, how would you guys, would anybody like to see like our own Marvel show? Would you like
YouTube,
I think I'd be super down to do that. And like we could even like turn into like a show. Now we can see live streams work, and yeah, so it's possibly in the making. We're still working on a lot of details, but if you like Marvel and you like Matt and I, then you can, we'll hook you up when the time comes. If we get to that. Yeah. All right. Well, we've been on air for about 40 minutes, going good. But we're going to wrap it up with some brain breaks. Okay. So, Matt, I have a series on the show called DFTBA, which stands for Don't Forget to Be Awesome. And it talks about like kind of whatever theory, or I mean not theory, but whatever kind of topic comes up, just about like life in general, I guess. And in between we have these things called brain breaks, which I have these like interactive little breaks that we talk about, and we always do some in live streams, so we're gonna end it off with two of those. That sound good? All right, so
also
yes.
I wanna talk about the thing I showed you yesterday on the Instagram about the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, the script, the fake script?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that got both of us.
Oh, yeah, of course. That felt like
let me pull back
real.
My Instagram.
Yeah. I definitely felt super real. Because, like, they was talking about the Darkhold,
like,
and there was some character.
Yeah, it goes with everything. Like, that's actually what's going to be happening and stuff.
Yeah.
It sounds like actual real stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, I mean, obviously it got us, but the other big thing that wasn't even that is actually could be much more true is the Spider-Man No Way Home thing about the signatures and stuff.
Yeah, I'll bring that up. So I just pulled up the post, and like it says like they're in some kind of dimension, and this whatever, whoever this guy is supposed to be, that Doctor Strange meeting, he says, "Who the hell are you?" And then Dr. Shane says, I'm looking for the Darkhold.
Yeah.
And then the guy said, never heard of it. And Shane says, it's an ancient book of magic that's constructed of, like, darkness and evil and stuff. And then the guy says, does it have a face on the cover?
Could he be talking to Wanda? It sounds
so real.
Yeah.
No, it's not Wanda.
Okay. I don't think it's Wanda.
No.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize until, like, a while after I saw it that the description was a different language. So I went to go press translate it, and then it said, this fake post of Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness is surfing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was just a fake script.
Surreal.
Yeah, and that totally felt like dialect or dialogue and like context they would say in the movie. So I mean it definitely got us. But
so I don't think I saved the post. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
So I didn't save the post for the Spider-Man. But yeah, like it showed like Tom Holland's signature, Andrew Garfield's, Tobey Maguire, and then the other two casters, and apparently Daredevil's supposed to be in that movie.
Yeah, that was No Way Home. That was or leak almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We obviously know Doctor Strange is gonna be in it because in one of the photo leaks it actually showed like his silhouette as like a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Standing over Peter, MJ, and Ned.
Yeah.
So we obviously know Doctor Strange is going to be in it. Obviously, Spider-Man, and MJ, and Ned, because they're, like, trying to hide from other people and stuff, because now that his identity got out. But in the post, it showed, there's this giant poster of all the signatures, like, the directors, the editors, the cast members, everything. And this guy went through every single one of them. And
can you imagine that dedication?
And then he found Tobey Maguire's and Andrew Garfield's.
Yeah, their signatures, their exact signatures.
Emmy Stone, which is Gwen Stacy.
Dude, that's crazy. We don't know how trustworthy this is. Obviously, this is just like a theory. Of course, there's a chance that those aren't their signatures, but the person made a side by side of like the signature on the poster and the actual signature, like their actor signature. And hats off, they looked very similar. So I mean
they did look very similar, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Alright, well that was a lot of Marvel. Hopefully you like Marvel. but so the first kind of brain breaks, we're gonna wrap it up, but the first one we're gonna do is would you rather. Okay, we're gonna do some just would you rather questions.
Well, we haven't done this in ages.
Yeah. Okay, hold on, let's go down. Alright, we'll do a couple. Would you rather lick a dirty trash can or the bathroom floor? Oh, God. Ew. That's disgusting.
Wait, look at it?
Lick a dirty trash can or the bathroom floor? Oh, gosh.
I do the... Pick where?
What if it's, like, the bottom of a trash can? Oh, God, I can't even think about that.
I'd probably go to bathroom floor on that one.
You think you do a bathroom floor?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if it's the outside of a trash can, then I do that. But if it's like the inside corner.
Inside.
Yeah, I can't even think about that. That's so gross. Okay. Hold on. Would you rather be the worst player on a team that always wins or the best player on a team that always loses? I would be worst player that always wins. The team always wins. That one would be my favorite. Or that'd be my choice.
Best player on the team that always wins. Or the worst on the team that's okay. I would probably go the same with you.
Yeah. That's what I would do. Okay. Would you rather be the funniest person alive or the smartest person alive?
Be nerd, so funny.
I mean, of course, when you're smart, you could change the world. But honestly, I'd rather be funny. I think that's a pretty safe bet. all right, we'll do one more. Would you rather have to shower? Well, okay. Would you rather never have to shower again, or never have to clip your toenails? Ooh.
Ugh.
God. I mean, I'd probably do never shower again, because if you didn't clip your toenails, man, they'd let's move on. Let's move on, everybody. No, hold on. Hold on. I gotta go grab a dice. Hold on. Let me turn this up. I'm moving to the other side of the room. Hold on. I need to grab something. Hold on. Okay. I have it. All right, guys. So, final one today. We are going to do. So this one is the final thing we're going to do today is another tiny little brain break, okay? And this one I've done, I think, a couple times before. This one is called probs, or that's short for probability, okay? So I have this six-sided die. It goes from 1 to 6, all right? So now I have to roll this dice, and okay, this is an example round. So it lands on 4. So now you have to either pick if it'll go higher or lower. So with 4, if you pick higher, you're hoping it'll roll a 5 or 6, or lower, you do a 3, 2, or 1. That makes sense?
What happens if you lose?
I mean, so the goal is to survive for 5 rounds, for like 5 rolls.
I got it.
You just want to try it and like.
I want to add something.
Okay.
The loser has to do a dare that the other person picks.
Oh god. Dougie, you know what? Fine. What would I even say? I don't even know what to do.
And then the winner, just picks the other person's dare pretty much.
Okay. All right, yeah, let's do that. Alright, well, we'll go down that path. We'll do it. Okay.
I'll go first.
Okay. Well, no, so it's kind of, so here, I'll start off with the roll, okay? It is a 2, alright? So now, are you gonna pick?
I'm gonna go high.
I'm going higher as well. Let's see what it is. It's a 6. All right, we survived. We survived round 1.
So wait, it goes up to. Oh, it's at 6.
We're at 5, so we have 5 rounds. So we keep going. So we survived round 1. Lower. Well, no, we have.
We can't go higher.
We have to do the next one for the roll. So a 3. Okay, do you want to choose 2 and 1 for lower or 4, 5, 6 for higher? If it's a 3, it's a reroll.
It's a 2 out of 6% chance.
I'm going higher.
So I'm gonna go higher.
I'm going higher.
Higher.
It is a 6. Got it.
Oh my god. That's 2 done.
All right, here we go. Next one. It is a 6. Can't do that one. A 5. Okay. A 6 or a
lower.
Yeah, I'm going lower. 3. Still alive, boys. We're still alive. We're through. Okay, how about this? If it's a tie, we don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Or we'll do like, yeah. Or tiny, like short deer. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Ah, so darn it. I gotta grab it.
If we tie again, or if we tie, we're just gonna do one roll, and you have to guess the number it lands on, and whoever's closest wins.
Oh gosh. Okay. Yeah, let's do it. I'm down. All right.
Probably if we tie.
Okay, here we go. Ah, it is a 6. Can't do that. A 5 again. Okay.
Lower.
It's a 5. Reroll. It's a 6. I'm not even kidding. I'm pointing it to the camera and it's live. Okay. Well, so we're tied. Okay. We have one more round. All right. The winner. Okay. Oh, God, dude. I'm nervous. What is it?
Okay.
Okay. Can't do 6. Hold on. 2. Okay. It's a 2. Higher or lower?
I'm gonna go higher.
I'm going higher too. I'm taking the safe route. It's higher. Okay. We tied. We did four apiece. Four apiece. It's a tiny dare for both of us. Or no, do you want to do that tiebreaker thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess.
I'm going risky. I'm going 6. Oh, God.
I'll go 4 right in the middle.
Okay. It's a 1! Shoot! No!
Go!
No! Shoot! Oh god.
Go.
Okay, well. Ah, yes.
Now I gotta think of a dare.
Alright, guys, well, it's gonna wrap it up today. Thank you so much for listening. No, I'm kidding. Oh god. I'm nervous.
Think of a dare.
Alright,
do we want to just do it over the next podcast, or do you want to, like, do it at school?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I can, or if it's, yeah, something, like, I can do right now, or if it's a school day or something. I don't think. I don't care. We do not have good listeners.
There's really no good dares.
I know. It's kind of hard to do something like over audio.
I got it.
Okay.
Do you have cinnamon?
Do I have cinnamon? Yes, I do. Oh, God. No.
Spoonful.
Okay, well.
It can't be like a teaspoon.
Okay.
It has to be like an actual full spoon.
Okay, I'm going on mute. Look at or amuse the stream, okay? I'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
You eat the spoonful of cinnamon.
Sure,
you don't.
Okay. Well, people are here.
Yeah, we're his friends who he ignored just to go on this with you.
Also, I feel bad for Emily.
Is that enough?
No!
No!
It has to be a spoonful.
A spoonful.
A spoonful?
That's come a small on, spoon, anyway.
Whoa! Relax.
It's a dare. You gotta do it.
Oh my God, I hope you
do. Oh my gosh. Hold on, she's filling it up. That's so much.
Send a picture to
I'm it. Sending a that's picture. I sent you the photo of it. Is that enough?
Oh.
That looks like a lot.
I just got a text from Jacob. Alright, let me see. Yeah.
That's enough. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, ready?
Do it.
I'm gonna call.
So that's what happens if you lose a dare.
That is so bad.
I will be texting someone real quick.
Oh God, that was so gross. Oh, that was so bad. I had to run downstairs. Holy cow. That was a lot.
Real quick.
Whew. Hi, little bear. Okay, well.
That's what happens if you lose dares.
That was really bad. Holy cow. Woo. Okay, well. Thanks for coming on. That was really fun, though. But, yeah. That was super fun. All right. Well, guys, if you like.
Can't wait to be back on.
Yeah, if you like Matt, I think we're going to do everything MCU one soon, so.
Most likely, if we're going to do what we talked about, where, every time on a podcast, when you go over when eventually Loki comes out,
yeah.
Or even What If, I'll probably be there for, like, majority of the episodes.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. All right. Well, guys, thank you for tuning in. Anybody that did, we barely got any interactivity here. But anyway, all right. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
See you.
All right. Well, thanks all for listening. Don't forget to be awesome. I'll see you all in the next episode. Peace.